PC about the Bears? We shut them down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
This is the Full Press Bears Podcast, a part of Full Press Coverage. Here's your host and diehard Chicago Bears fan, Kyle George.
You are ridiculous.
Get ready to bear down.
Thank you, thank you, and go Bears!
All right, hey Bears fans. Sorry if you were missing an episode earlier this week. I'm a teacher by day, and my schedule's kind of changed around a little bit, and the Bears are in that off-season lull right now. We still have stuff to talk about, but it is a little less, so I'll just go ahead and throw out this disclaimer that you can expect one episode a week for the next few months here, probably leading up to the draft. Once you get into the draft and OTAs, summer training camps, and all that stuff, we will get probably more in depth and go back to two episodes. But as of now, for the next couple months, we'll be down to one episode releasing here late on Thursday evenings. So I appreciate your patience and understanding there. Let's go ahead and get into this episode. As always, you know, I am your host, Kyle George, in the show. It, as always, is about Da Bears all the time. You can follow me on Twitter at FuriousGeorge94 and find me every Tuesday also on the Frustration Nation podcast, which is on the Shoot Your Shot Sports Network. Please give us a follow there at RealFN Podcast and at Shoot Your Shot SP, which is on Twitter. And then for more news on the Bears, you can follow our news coverage at Full Press Bears. Email me at fullpressbears@gmail.com. Call and leave a voicemail at 847-580-3528, and it could be featured on the show. I would love to hear from you, either email or phone, either one. I would also love to hear some reviews, so go to your favorite podcast service and leave me one, please. I'd really appreciate the feedback. This podcast, as always, can be heard on any of your popular podcast platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, etc., or more simply, go to fullpresscoverage.com or download the Full Press Coverage app to find this podcast and many other great ones there as well. But wherever you do go, please be sure to hit that subscribe button. All right, so just to give you guys kind of a preview, this episode, what I'm looking at talking about is just a little bit about the NFL playoffs in general, briefly on that. There's been some news lately about the Bears defensive coordinator search, as well as some Deshaun Watson news that is, we've talked about it a little bit, but this latest news has me more hyped than ever about the possibility of him being with the Bears. So let me just put it that way. And to help me break all this down, I have my friend over at the Shoot Your Shot Sports Network, part of the same network that I'm also on, Richie Chicago. Richie, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Kyle, how's it going? I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty well on a, you know, cold Chicago evening. I'm just excited to talk some football, talk Bears. So how have you enjoyed the NFL postseason so far?
It's interesting. There's been a lot of, well, I guess not for the Bears, but like everyone else seems to have like a new coaching change and all that besides us. So it's been interesting seeing like Detroit today get their new head coach and all that. And like, mm-hmm. I don't know, except us, we're still the same old Bears. So it's like, great.
Yeah. Have you been enjoying the playoffs though?
I enjoyed the playoffs. It's been great. Yeah, I was along for the ride. I knew we weren't going to go all the way, but, like, I was there for the ride. I knew it was going to end sometime, and it was a great ride.
It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, I was I was I'll put us up, and it was down. I was really down. So yeah, so that's a good ride.
What do you think about the final four teams we have right now?
It's a good final four teams. The Bears don't cut it, but I feel like it's going to be Kansas City and the Packers, which I don't want it to be, but I feel like it's going to be like that. So,
would you want the entire opposite of that? Would you want Buffalo and Tampa Bay, or what is your ideal Super Bowl matchup?
It would be the Bills versus the Bucks.
Okay.
Wait, can you? Yeah, Bills versus Bucks. Yeah.
That's probably what I want to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bears fans that hate the Chiefs because the Bears could have had Pat Mahomes. I think that's done. I don't hate the Chiefs at all. I don't hate Pat Mahomes. I like the Chiefs. It was fun to watch them in the Super Bowl, but the Bills are just a fun story. And the Bills are a lot more of what I feel like the Bears can be when the Bears are good. Is this team that a whole city is just like
riled up.
Yeah, riled up. That's a much better word than I was going to use. Riled up. They're 100% behind everything. So Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs are just a fun duo over there. So, yeah, that's kind of my opinion on the playoffs. I'm hoping for Bills, Bucks. Anybody that can take down the Packers, though. If the Packers do
100%.
If the Packers make the Super Bowl, if the Chiefs have a better chance of beating them, then I'll take the Chiefs. No problem.
I mean, the Bucks, they do have a chance. They beat them earlier this season. So, I mean.
The Bucks beat the Packers? Did they play?
Was it that was a double thrust like game?
Oh, the Bucks. It? I'm sorry. I meant the Bills. If the Bills played
the Packers?
Yeah, I'm curious how that matchup would go compared to the Chiefs and the Packers.
Yeah, true, true. Yeah. That'll be interesting, actually.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We got this coming Sunday, we'll find out the matchup. So I want to transition and talk a little bit about that press conference. I had a heated rant over on Frustration Nation last week, and then I did it again here on Full Press Bears on a very loaded episode. So what were your thoughts about that whole press conference?
So I'll break it down in a couple little things. So first off, I think it was crazy how George McCaskey didn't seem like he was prepared for these questions that he knew were coming at him for the season. So, like, for example, I'm going to butcher his name, but Dan Weiderer. Yeah, he asked, like, the progress that they made this past season, but all he could talk about was Darnell Mooney and his success. I'm like, well, that doesn't really do anything for us.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, go ahead.
On that note, like, that was part of my frustration, too, is these beat writers are trying to look for, you know, basically good news they can give the fans. And they're trying to look at what progress was made, what actual progress was made. And they cited David Montgomery and Darnell Mooney as their examples. Well, listen, those are great players. At this point, neither of them is a number one player. Like, Montgomery's a starting running back, but when you compare him to a lot of other running backs in the league, he's not quite on that same level. He's a third-round draft pick. Darnell Mooney's a fifth-round draft pick. Why are you hanging your hat on these players? Like, that's a little it's like firing a blank, in my opinion. Like,
yeah,
it sounds cool because you know you pulled the trigger, but it doesn't pack as much punch. And I know Mooney could become a number one and Montgomery could get better, but at this point it's kind of an odd thing to take pride in.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I was super angry. Yeah. I was really angry in the fact that, like, McCaskey reiterated that Pace and Nagy are the best guys for the job. I'm like, no, I don't think they are personally. I think it starts at the top. So I feel like McCaskey has had to change somehow that, like, these guys aren't the best guys for a job, but I don't know. Keep going with your little rant. So, yeah.
Let's put it this way. The most important position in football, and many people argue in all of sports, is the quarterback position. And although Pace has built up the defense from where it used to be, he's really good at picking late round picks. The fact of the matter is he has failed at the quarterback. And it's not even just drafting Trubisky. It's paying a lot of money to Mike Glennon and his giraffe neck to come in here and to play quarterback as a placeholder until Trubisky. And then they have Trubisky sit behind him like he's going to learn something from Mike Glennon. And then Mike Glennon was so bad that Trubisky comes in like in game four of that season 2017. And then obviously you have all the Trubisky stuff. You have other quarterbacks signed like Chase Daniels, Mark Sanchez, which I do like Mark Sanchez, but
me too.
Not like at,
not the butt fumble part, but yeah, the other parts of him.
I like his charisma, and his podcast is pretty good. No free advertisements, but Mark Sanchez's podcast is pretty good. But the other thing, in the Nick Foles, right? So Nick Foles, Mark Sanchez, Chase Daniels, Mike Glennon, and Mitchell Trubisky is not a good resume for quarterbacks. And that's the most important position in sports, and he's botched it that many times. And I think that's the biggest red flag when you look at what Pace has done. But what unsettled me the most, Richie, and I don't know if you felt this way, but I got like honestly kind of like spooked out by the fact that they would not reveal how long their contracts are for. Like, no matter what happens, we're not like, it's almost like they met beforehand in like a little Illuminati.
They made a pact
room. Yeah.
They're like, hey guys,
they made a blood pact.
Don't tell beforehand. Anyone.
And I don't know. The reason that spooks me out is it's like, what are you guys hiding? Like, is like, because George McCaskey said, oh no, they haven't been given an extension. Well, if they haven't given an extension, can you just confirm what their original deal was? There's rumors that Pace expires at the end of 2021 season. There's rumors that Nagy expires at the end of 2022 season. If that's the case, then just say it. Don't be all weird about it. It makes everybody feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that was like one of my points. Like, they are tied together, but it just sucks. And yeah, I literally put like, we're not sure how long Pace and Nagy's contracts are. Like, what can they possibly be hiding? Like, they're going to extend them for, like, if they go on a run? Like, I don't know, like, what they want to do with that.
My fear is that after the 2018 season, George McCaskey and Ted Phillips were so convinced that the Bears turned a corner that they gave them, like, massive extensions. But I don't know if they did that. I don't. And, I mean, the other problem is that in the Bears ownership's eyes, they see a playoff team because the Bears were in the playoffs, even though they didn't like perform well in the playoffs or really that well leading up into the playoffs, but they made the playoffs and that's all they care about. And so I don't know, but this kind of, do you have anything more to say about the press conference?
Yeah. I just thought it was also like, well, two things about the whole like Pace and Nagy thing. Like, in regards to, like, Pace's plan, like, McCaskey was, like, he likes how they both communicate with each other. I'm like, well, that's, like, stupid. And also, like, I also feel like, I don't know, McCaskey prioritizes strong relationships and, like, good people instead of, like, the results, like you were talking about. Like, he's a nice guy. I feel like he's a fan. But, like, I don't know. This doesn't cut it when you're trying to run like a team like the Bears. Like, I feel like it needs to hire the right people, like, for this to work. So
yeah, he's admitted recently that he is not a quote unquote football guy, and that's fine because you're the owner. Whatever, you don't need to be this like super brainy football dude. But the problem is that your top football guy, according to yourself, is Ryan Pace. And Ryan Pace is the GM. So you say that you and Ted Phillips are not involved in football decisions, yet Ryan Pace, your top football guy reports to you. Well, if you and Ryan Pace are not football guys that cannot properly evaluate talent, and your GM is the highest guy that can evaluate talent, then how is your GM ever going to fire himself? Like, your GM is never, if your GM is the highest guy, he's never going to think he's doing a bad job. Like, that's the problem with that, this whole logic about football guy. Like, they need to hire somebody that knows what they're talking about for Ryan Pace to report to. But
100%.
That, I think that would make a world of difference, but we don't have that for this season. What we do have is what sounds like kind of a lot of people have been talking about it as a hot seat. Like, they've been saying Pace and Nagy are given this 1 year to prove themselves, and if not, they're out. Did you read it that way in the press conference?
Kind of, but I just felt like, I mean, yeah, because apparently the late playoff run made a difference in management's eyes. Right. But the playoff run was just, I'm not saying it was lucky, but like, I don't
know. It
was
kind of. I mean,
yeah,
they had to rely on other teams. It wasn't something they did on their own.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we lucked out because Arizona, thanks Arizona. But, like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, we lost against the Packers big that one game. And then after that, we lost again. So it just wasn't good. So, yeah, it's.
The whole hot seat thing is so interesting to me, and I feel like a lot of Bears fans and writers even are saying, oh, yeah, well, this year, Pace could do some really big things because he's on the hot seat. You know, I don't think anybody ever said that in that press conference. And I'm wondering – at first I assumed, oh, yeah, they're on the hot seat. But after taking some time to think about it, I'm starting to wonder if all of us are just kind of – wishing this into existence. We're thinking, okay, well, since they were given another year, then this must be the last year. But I don't think that was ever stated, which is why when you add that with this whole idea of their contracts not being discussed, it really makes me wonder how long they have plans for them to be here. And so basically what I'm wanting all of you listeners to take from what I'm saying is, I don't know if they're on the hot seat. Like, people have been saying they are, but I don't think George McCaskey or Ted Phillips ever once actually said they're on the hot seat. In fact, George McCaskey said when he was on 670 The Score last week, he said something to the effect of, if all goes well this year, the contracts will work themselves out. Well, that to me sounds like an extension, because if it doesn't go well next year, then the contracts don't work out because you've already extended them. Like, I don't really know what to tell you guys, but I would caution questioning about the hot seat. I kind of wonder if they're really on a hot seat or not. But with that, Richie, let's talk about Deshaun Watson.
Awesome.
Cause that's like the most fun topic to talk about with the Bears right now is Deshaun Watson.
The do-over. This is it. We got another chance.
Just even thought about having him is just titillating. Like, it makes us.
I love that.
Really, yeah, I know, right? It would be almost like a dream come true in so many Bears fans' eyes. And it's crazy, dude. Like, when this first came out, this news that he was unhappy, Bears fans immediately were like, Deshaun to Chicago. And I've been on Twitter like, yeah, Deshaun Chicago. But deep down, I'm like, there's no way he's going to come to the Bears. There's no way this can work out. What has been your kind of thought process about it?
It's interesting because as a Bears fan, yes, I would love him to come to the Bears. But I feel like we do have less draft capital and less cap space for that. So I do have some teams back up that we might see him in, but it's just hard because, like, we won't have a quarterback, so we're gonna need one because Mitch is done, right? Like, it's fine because we declined his 5th year option, so like we have like Foles, so we need Deshaun Watson. But I feel like he might be a good fit for the Colts. he might be a good fit for the football team or the Panthers. Because the Colts, Philip Rivers, he's done. So I don't know who's right. their back. Like, football team, well, did they just resign, like, Dwayne Haskins?
No, Haskins signed with the Steelers.
Oh.
Today.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so interesting.
They've got Big Ben and Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins. Quite the
interesting.
Quadruple. yeah.
And the Panthers have Teddy Bridgewater. I mean –
Yeah.
Right? They still have him? Yeah, but I think what would be pretty sick.
Honestly. I think the moral of your story is that when you have a quarterback as talented as Deshaun Watson, almost any team will find a place for him on their roster.
yeah. for sure.
But especially the Bears. And here's the deal. My thoughts, like I said, when they first came out, I was like, that would be awesome, but there's no way that happens. Well, today, I'm being recording this on Thursday, January 21st. There has been some chatter on Twitter that is starting to sway me into the way that I think Deshaun Watson is not out of the realm of possibility for the Bears. It started with a graphic from ESPN's The Get Up with Mike Greenberg, and there was a list of three who they called sleeper teams for Deshaun Watson, and the Bears were included in there. So that was like the first.
I saw an article. Yeah, I saw that.
That was like the first time I saw like an expert that like included the Bears in the hunt for Deshaun Watson. Well, what really put me over the top was Lewis Riddick. Lewis Riddick has garnered a ton of respect from people all around the league, especially fans. A lot of people have wanted him to become a GM. And Lewis Riddick was on staff in Philadelphia with Matt Nagy under Andy Reid. And so Lewis Riddick has a strong working relationship with Matt Nagy. Lewis Riddick tweeted out, "I can tell you this, Matt Nagy loves Deshaun Watson. I know he loves Watson. You think right now he isn't trying to figure out a way to get in the mix for that discussion? I guarantee you he is. I guarantee." Matt Miller responded, "I can't see Watson waiving his no trade for a team that didn't even talk to him pre-draft when the same regime is in leadership there." So real quick, that opinion from Matt Miller, that's the same opinion I basically had. Like, look, last summer Deshaun Watson said, "The Bears didn't even talk to me." He also was like, "The Bears are a racist organization because they only talk to white quarterbacks, or they only draft ever white quarterbacks." And so when people were like, "Oh, Deshaun to the Bears," I was like, there's no way that's going to happen, right? So I started with the same opinion as Matt Miller, but Lewis Riddick says Matt Nagy, like, he loves Watson and all this stuff. Then Lewis Riddick responds to Matt Miller and says, "Matt Nagy wasn't in Chicago when he came out. He was still in KC. And this is the most interesting part. He said, "This isn't just Pace's show anymore." That is so interesting to me, because what I hear when I read that, what I hear is that maybe Nagy has more control over players who are going to be acquired than maybe we realize. And I hope this isn't exactly the case, but could we be working towards a Bill O'Brien scenario here in Chicago where Nagy is part coach, part GM almost?
It would make somewhat sense when we talk about Allen Robinson, but like, yeah, I could see that happening. It's just, I don't feel good about that at all.
I don't either. It's just interesting. The other thing
that's super interesting
is I was listening to the Hogan Johns podcast, another Bears podcast that's really good. No free advertisements, but it's really good. But they were talking about this exact same Twitter exchange. And Adam Johns was noting how there's very evidently a relationship between Matt Nagy and Deshaun Watson, likely going back to when he was scouting him coming out of college. Because if you recall, Nagy was on Kansas City, and he was scouting Trubisky, Mahomes, and Watson to help Kansas City eventually pick Mahomes. So they were particularly pointing out interactions between Nagy and Watson pregame and postgame when the Bears played the Texans earlier this year at Soldier Field. And I was actually on the road that day, so I watched the game on DVR, so I missed like some of the extra stuff because I was trying to skip through and just watch the plays. But apparently, according to Adam Johns, there was some, like, it appeared like significant conversation between the two, not just like, you know, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, nice loss. like, it looked like serious, like,
not like water cooler talk. It's definitely like, hey, like, yeah, I got talk.
Yeah.
I got you.
And so basically his point is it's quite possible that even though Pace is the one that skipped on Watson, it's quite possible that if Watson likes Nagy enough, that he could come to Chicago. And I will say the one thing that Nagy has that is his biggest feature is player buy-in. And almost every player that plays for him has talked about how much they love him. And that would be such a culture change for Deshaun Watson. So
yeah, huge.
So anyway, and at least in my own opinion, I would put the chances of getting Deshaun Watson increasing from 0%, which is where I started, or maybe I started with like at like 0.75%, and I would up it probably all the way even up to 10% now. Like I'd be like, that's a big change. But when you hear big people like Mike Greenberg from ESPN, Matt Miller, and Lewis Riddick talking about these things, that's to me significant.
That's so interesting. I literally feel like maybe I'm a little bit more up than you now from hearing that, because I was at 10% going in. I can maybe 15, so that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, I guess anything's possible, and I know a lot of people are trying to figure out what the Bears should give for Deshaun Watson, but the thing is, Ryan Pace has been known with the Trubisky trade, with the Khalil Mack trade, he will give up anything and everything he needs to acquire a player he really wants. And if Pace has determined that Deshaun Watson is the player he really wants, you had better believe that he will give up whatever it takes to get him. Whether that's, you know, three first round draft picks and a quality starter, or, you know, the next 70 years of Bears draft picks. I think he will do what he thinks he needs to do to get him. So, but I want to get to one more topic with you tonight before we sign off. And that is the defensive coordinator opening. So we know that Deshaun Watson. We know that Chuck Pagano has retired from coaching, leaving that position vacant. Some people have rumored that he was retiring to avoid being fired. We don't really know what the case is there, but either way, he is out. What are different defensive coordinators that you've been hearing about that you think would be a good fit?
So I know on Tuesday, they interviewed Colts defensive backs coach Jonathan Gannon. And also on Monday, they interviewed James Betcher on Monday. I feel like Gannon might go to the Eagles. I've seen some reports about that. But Betcher, he seems really cool. So at the NFL level, I know he's coached outside linebackers for both the Colts and the Cardinals while serving as a DC in Arizona and New York. And he was about to, like, do really well in New York until, like, the whole, like, Shermer, like, era. And then he got fired. So it was interesting, very interesting. They're also saying, I feel like, safeties coach Sean Desai?
I think that's right, Desai.
Yeah. He looks like he's a favorite right now to succeed Pagano. He was Vic Fangio's right-hand man for like 4 years. He helped craft that defense into what it is now. He's like smart, talented, I feel like. He knows the ball and all that. So I feel like he would need an opportunity and all that. So, and I know we also saw Mike Singletary, but I don't really want him.
So I want to get to that for sure. But here's the thing. James Betcher, from what my understanding, For all the Bears fans that were complaining that Pagano wasn't aggressive enough with his blitzes, Betcher's like signature is that he's always aggressive with blitzes. So I would think the good part about that would be you'd get to see hopefully the very best out of Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and Robert Quinn, assuming the defense stays the way they currently are constructed. Of course, the only way you can have a successful defense when you're aggressive on the blitz is to have a reliable secondary. And the secondary at times this year, Kyle Fuller looked really good. Jalen Johnson has looked good. Eddie Jackson did not have a good year. So it's kind of up. The secondary is kind of up and down. So do they have enough to trust them? I'm not sure. That's what we're going to have to kind of wait and see. Who else did you mention? Did you mention Greg Edwards? Wasn't he one?
That was awesome. I didn't mention him. No, I saw.
He's one. He's a name I've been seeing thrown around. I know little to nothing about him other than he used to be a Vikings guy, and the Vikings have had a good defense in the past decade or so. So, I mean, I would take that, I guess. I don't know anything about him. But I'm kind of with you, Richie. Being that Jay Rogers is now officially with the Chargers, and with Gannon likely going to the Eagles. And who is the guy from the Saints they were looking at? Aaron something. But
oh, did –
He went to the Lions.
I went to the Lions, yeah.
I can't remember his name. But I was kind of interested in all three of those guys.
Yeah.
But they're all unavailable. So what I'm looking at now, honestly, is Sean Desai. And I think the reason I'm high on that one is because everybody looked at Vic Fangio and was like, dang, he knows how to call a defense. Look at the 49ers when Vic Fangio was the DC. Look at the Bears when he was the DC. The Broncos have a good defense. They're just injured all the time. And then Brandon Staley, his disciple, goes out and puts up the number one defense in the NFL in LA. And now he is a head coach in LA for the Chargers. and so you're just logically, you're like, well, dang, if a Vic Fangio disciple can run the same defense and be successful, maybe the Bears should go back to that with another Vic Fangio disciple.
I like that a lot, actually.
I'm right there with you. I think maybe at this point, they've been taking so long, I feel like there hasn't been anybody that's really stuck out to them that they super want, because if there was, they probably would have signed him by now.
Yeah. And Mike Singletary, not too great. I have a fun fact about him. The last job he accepted was at Trinity Christian Academy in Addison, Texas. The team went 1-21 in two seasons. So not good. Not good.
Is that a high school or a college?
High school.
Oh, high my school. Gosh.
1-21 in two seasons.
I
wouldn't want that.
Yeah, just to comment on that, obviously I like Mike Singletary. Obviously every Bears fan loves Mike Singletary. But he's just not the coaching type. I think he has the right attitude with a lot of things, but he just is not – there's something about him that's just not – doesn't connect when it comes to coaching. If you look at his time as the 49ers head coach, if you look at his time as – he was a coach for one of the teams in the AAF, that the American Allegiance of Football, from two seasons ago. Man, he just has never been a good coach. And I really hope that rumor was just – put out there as a way to get Bears fans talking, because, man, if they were serious about bringing him in, that would be one of the most foolish things ever. There's not an ounce, there's not a single thing on his coaching resume that would suggest he is capable of coaching a unit. And yeah, he's one of the best defensive players we've ever had. But sometimes the best players make the worst coaches. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, you don't have to be the best coach. I mean, you're a great player, so just leave it at that. So yeah.
Matt Nagy, and I know a lot of people are down on him right now, but Matt Nagy, he was an Arena Football League quarterback. He tried to make it in the NFL, and he couldn't, so he played in the Arena Football League. Like, what? There's very few coaches around the NFL right now that were successful NFL players, if any. I'd have to, like, go through and think about them in my brain. But most of them were, you know, like, oh, here's one, for example. Ron Rivera. He played defense on the 85 Bears, so he won a Super Bowl with the Bears. Super cool. But it wasn't like he was the star of the defense. He was like a bench guy on that defense. So, like, yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but he's not like this, you know, a Hall of Fame player like Mike Singletary is. So, yeah, just sometimes coaching doesn't work out like that. All right, last thing I want to finish up with before we go is just some in-division news that happened today. So, first of all, the Lions hired their new head coach officially, Dan Campbell. He is quite a character. What did you think about his opening press conference?
It was the best. I think it was the best ever. Like, I've seen in a minute. I loved it. I want a character like that for the Bears. That'd be great. But
what? No. Don't wish that on the Bears.
No, because the way he did it was so, like, mafioso style. Like, I'll break your kneecaps. I'm like, I want that. So bad. So bad.
That 1 minute clip from that press conference did not go the way I thought it was going to go. Where he was like, this team will carry the identity of the city. And then he's like, the city was down, but they got back up. I thought that was like all he was going to say. But no, then he's like, so you'll beat us down, but we'll get back up. And on our way up, we'll bite off your kneecap. And it's like, holy crap, dude. That is Detroit in a nutshell.
Yeah. It was intense. I'm like, yes. Give me more of this guy. Like, I'm really pumped to see the season now. I think that was a great pump-up speech, honestly.
It reminded me of the Adam Gase Jets press conference when Adam Gase was like, it looked like he was high. Like, I feel like Dan Campbell was buzzing. Like, he was, like, ready to go.
Well, that's great because they need some type of, like, steam. Like, they haven't been doing that great, and they need some, like, push. That's a great push. I mean,
I'm very curious because that press conference, to me, honestly, either you view it as two things. Either you think it was awesome or you think, wow, this guy is a lunatic. And so I'm really curious to see what he actually brings to the Lions because he was also a coaching prospect that nobody ever really thought of. So I'm very curious to see what happens with that. The other news from the division today is that Gary Kubiak, the Vikings offensive coordinator and assistant coach, has retired or re-retired from football. So that's big because the Kubiak offense is one that's very run heavy that opens up the field for the quarterback, which is why Kirk Cousins is able to be semi-successful because you can rely on Dalvin Cook to just run the ball through everybody. I'm really curious to see who the Vikings end up selecting to replace him, especially because a lot of people have said Mitchell Trubisky could be an interesting option to go to the Vikings as a backup quarterback to Kirk Cousins, or potentially as a replacement. So
that would be so interesting. Oh my God, I could only imagine. I don't know why, but that just sounds so interesting.
What if the Bears get Deshaun Watson and Mitchell Trubisky goes to, like, the Vikings, and then the Bears can never beat Mitchell Trubisky? Like, what if he just beats them every time he plays them?
Honestly, that'd just be karma for us. Like, yeah, we picked – that means we were right when we picked when we actually did pick Mitchell Trubisky over Deshaun Watson.
Oh, man. Some things never change.
I think we're winning the battle, though, honestly, right now. I think we're winning against – Well, obviously Patrick Mahomes is number one, but I feel like Mitch is number two because we got further.
So would you? Are you saying you'd rather keep Mitch than trade for Deshaun?
No. Okay. But I'm just saying, like, we're winning the battle right now. Like, we're number two.
All right. Well, number two is code for poop, so that's probably about accurate. but with that, let's go ahead and close up with – I want to hear your – we heard the two teams you think will be in the Super Bowl. I want to hear your final Super Bowl prediction.
Like the score or just like
– just the team. Who's going to be the Super Bowl champion?
Okay, well
– do not bum me out, Richie. Do not bum me out.
Well, no, I'm going to say Kansas City because
okay, thank you.
They're always going to pull it out every year. They always do. And I'm not going to be surprised if they're like down in the second and somehow come out and win it again. And like in the Super Bowl last year, like it's just like what they do. Some magic. I don't know how they do it. They just do it every time. So I think Kansas City is going to win it.
Awesome.
So I'm going to put a future on them. It's fine.
I needed that just to know that you think the Packers will not win it.
I have
legitimate fear that the Packers will win it, and I'm really hoping that they don't.
I have faith they'll lose because the Bucs are a good team. They beat them once. A. B. If they have to face the Chiefs, dude, the Chiefs are. They're the team if they're coming from – they're like the Golden State Warriors. Like, they're going to find a way just to, like, win it. Like,
but my concern, my biggest fear is that the Bills will play their best game of the season and beat the Chiefs. The Packers will make the Super Bowl. And then because the Bills played their best game of the season against the Chiefs, they'll lose to the Packers. That's my biggest fear.
I could see it happening, too. And I know. I'd be so sad. I'll be really sad because I'm so high on the Bills right now. So high on the Bills.
It would fit Bills history too for them to make a Super Bowl and lose. So
yeah.
I would obviously I'm gonna cheer for anyone other than the Packers, but all right. Well, thank you so much, Richie, for coming on, talk through some of these Bears topics. Where can everyone find you?
Awesome. You guys could find me and other people like yourself on the Shoot Your Shot Sports Network. Let's go to shootyourshotsports.com. I have a podcast called Off the Cuff Podcast with myself and Jimbo Slice. You guys have your own podcast on our network called the Frustration Nation Podcast, and that comes out every Tuesdays, right?
Yep, Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, cool.
Yep.
Check us out there and find me on Twitter at Richie Chicago and Off the Cuff
the,
Pod.
The Scorecast?
And the Scorecast too, yes. So we also do a show together too. We have a lot of different shows. Scorecast is Wednesday. It's a live stream show on Facebook Live, YouTube, Twitter, and Sportscaster. It's where we tell all our picks for NFL, college basketball, NHL, whatever sport there is. We recap all the highlights and all that. So make sure you catch us on there every Monday and Wednesday at around 9 p.m. with myself, Kyle George, or Furious George, whatever you want to be called, and Gannon Michigan Head.
Yeah, and we actually have a huge show coming up for the Super Bowl. It's called the Super Bowl Shoot Your Shot Scorecast Show. So check us out when that comes out in a couple Wednesdays. So. Well, thanks again, Richie. And just like that, we are at the conclusion of today's episode. So remember to follow me on Twitter at FuriousGeorge94 for all my snarky humor and wild opinions about the Chicago Bears. Drop your thoughts and live pregame, postgame, in-game reactions, especially regarding the playoffs at this point at 847-580-3528. You can also drop reactions for any other big news that drops about the Bears. You can email me at fullpressbears@gmail.com. And any of those things I might be able to include here on the show. But Bears fans, I got to bounce. So be great, be kind, bear down. See you next time, and cheer for the Bucks.
Boom, baby! Fade to black!
This has been the Full Press Bears Podcast. If you don't love the Bears, we don't love you.